Case for argument, United States versus Shahada, Ms. Schooley.
Good morning, Your Honors. Renee Schooley here on behalf of Mr. Shahada. This case involves the legality and reasonableness of a sentence imposed following a supervised release revocation. The United States has conceded that the district court imposed an illegal sentence by ordering that any state sentence to be imposed in pending cases run consecutive to the revocation sentence, so I'll just be addressing the reasonableness argument. The district court imposed a 12-month sentence, which was the high end of the guideline range. This sentence was plainly unreasonable due to the district court's failure to give the same amount of weight to Mr. Shahada's mental health issues as he did to the nature and circumstances of the offense. The district court spends 4 pages of the transcript at the sentencing hearing, which consists of 94 lines, discussing the nature and circumstances.
I don't understand. This person is very dangerous, isn't he?
Well, Your Honor, he has no violence in his background at all.
No. The way he drives.
Oh, well, he does tend
very dangerous.
Tend to
speed. So what do you do with a person like this?
Well, Your Honor, I think the continued mental health treatment is one of the main things that would... I agree that a term of imprisonment, he needs to be punished for the offense, but I don't know that a sentence of 12 months with no imposition of any type of mental health treatment involved in that sentence is an appropriate sentence for someone like this. His doctor indicated he was undergoing...
Does he still have a driver's license?
I don't know, Your Honor. I would doubt it.
But he drives anyway, right?
Well,
so that's why you have to confine him, don't you?
Yeah.
I don't think, though, that the driving was the main thing that
you want to share a highway with him. Is he in your area?
He's in the Springfield area, Your Honor. But my whole reasonableness argument goes to the fact that the court did not give sufficient weight to his mental health problems in imposing the sentence. He did vigorously take into account the dangerousness issues and went on and on about those, but then there's only one line where he indicates that he appreciates that this young man has mental health problems, very serious ones. The court also ignored the fact that Mr. Shahada had been able to maintain steady employment during the past year of his supervised release, and I think that too
was 12 months the maximum imprisonment he could have given him.
No, Your Honor, that was the maximum under the guideline, but his statutory maximum was 21 months.
And he gave him a break.
He could have, but again, I think the issue is.
Pardon me?
He did, in fact, give him a break by imposing the 12 months.
Does he want to be resentenced and have a chance to get the whole 21?
No, Mr. Shahada wants mental health treatment is what he wants.
Well, isn't that up to the institution to determine?
It is. By his self-reporting, he has been taken off all his medication, is not getting any treatment. He's incarcerated at the USP Terre Haute.
But that sounds, following up on what Judge Crawford was asking, that sounds more like an issue between him and the prison than having to do with sentencing, right?
Yes, but I think that...
he has a right to, I would think, if he has mental illness, he has a right to be treated while he's in prison.
Yes, he does, but he apparently...
He'd be confined in a psychiatric ward. If they so determine it.
Yes, but he, in fact, according to him anyway, he is not receiving any treatment whatsoever.
But as I say, why doesn't he complain to the prison?
I believe he has.
Well, why isn't that the way to deal with the problem?
You why remove don't you your argument right. there?
Well, but
he's dangerous, so you remove him, but you give him his
mental health treatment. Yes. and he would be happy with that.
Well, if he'd be happy to remain in jail and have his mental health treatment, then it seems to me you should take that up with the jail. Maybe you are, separately. Someone else is.
It doesn't seem to... I think it might have to do, and this, again, goes toward the argument that he gave him a break, but it might have to do with the fact that it is such a short sentence. He's already been incarcerated, you know, so for some period of time before he was transferred to Terre Haute, and that could be one of the reasons why he's not getting the mental health treatment.
Okay, well, thank you, Ms. Schooley. Mr. Simonson?
Morning, Your Honors. Andrew Simonson, representing the government here today. May it please the court. The government does believe that the issue here is whether or not the sentence was reasonable in this case, and asserts that because the sentence was within the guideline range, that the sentence was presumptively reasonable, and for the defendant to rebut that presumption, they must demonstrate that it's unreasonable when measured against the factors set forth in Section 3553A. The government argues that the district court, based on the record, did consider those factors in coming to its sentence, and therefore the sentence is reasonable. One of the main contentions by the defense is that the court did not consider the mental health problems or appropriately consider the mental health problems. But once again, the government argues that the record does show that the district court and Chief Judge Murphy did consider that particular factor as well as other factors. Government also points out that this court has ruled that the district court need not explicitly address each section of 3553 factors, but that the district court must sufficiently show that they considered those factors, which the government believes happened in this case. Therefore, the government argues that the defendant has not shown that the sentence is unreasonable when measured against the 3553A factors and that the sentence was reasonable. Unless there are further questions, that is the government's argument.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Mr. Simonson. Ms. Schooley, do you have anything further?
No.
Okay, well, we thank you and thank the defenders for the work on behalf of your client. And court will stand in recess.